Songs that you've never recorded.
Well, songs like For the Baptizing.
One song for the Baptizing.
Let's Go Down to Jordan, Take Me to the Water. That's one. And Be Baptized.
All right.
And
now, have you got a song like Down by the Riverside, or we could do Down by the Riverside as an extra song?
Yeah, we got songs similar to that for baptism purposes only.
All right. But what about Down by the Riverside? That's a that's not a religious song so much
it's a Negro spiritual.
It is a spiritual.
Yeah.
Well, but this could be used, let's say, in connection with life in the community, couldn't
it?
I mean, it wouldn't have to be tied up only with the church.
No. Well, you you can use that. Anybody can sing it, as I always say. Now, Take Me to the Water and Be Baptized, or Let's Go Down to Jordan, either Down by the Riverside. You can use that as a congregational song, either one.
All right.
Dr. Watts, like we used to sing for baptism, On Jordan's Stormy Banks I Stand and Cast a Wishful Eye to King and Fair and Happy Land Where My Possession Lies. They use that in the South as a meter for baptism, too.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then we have that.
There'll be a lot of meters we could use.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Well, now, let's see then. Shall we go on to the reminiscences of the thing we talked about this morning? And we can get back to this then later if we
mm-hmm.
want to.
Yeah, stop it.
All right.
When I was a little girl down in New Orleans, we lived out by the levee. And many of the songs that you hear today that come out of New Orleans, like when the saints go marching in and when we gather at the river, a lot of these musicians come to play this type of music because New Orleans is noted for another thing of having great big funerals. If anyone in the community would die that was well loved or belonged to the secret orders like the Knights Epitheans and the Elks, things like that, they would always hire a band. This still proves the good time spirit of New Orleans people. Cry at the incoming of a child and rejoice at the outgoing. And they would have these big funerals in the early days when I was a girl. They'd be drawn by two white horses or maybe four white horses, and with the Knights Epitheans with all the uniforms on, which made a great spectacle. But in the funeral they would have a band if it was a man. If it was a woman, they don't usually do this for women, but if it was a man that died, they would have a band. And when the body would come out of the church, while the drums would hit up these sad songs like Near O My God to Thee, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And they would march behind the hearse of the deceased all the way back to Green Street Cemetery or whatever cemetery that were in the community, close to the community. After the bearer of the deceased, then this band would strike up these religious songs, and people from all over would meet at the cemetery and come back and dance in the streets to the music, When the Saints Go Marching In, or whatever they felt like they want to play. The children and old folks would come back from the cemetery in the streets on bicycles, on trucks or wagons or whatever it was. They would all get right into the jubilant feeling of this jazz music. And that's why a lot of our songs that I sing today has that type of beat because it's an inheritance. Things that I've been doing, the things that I was born and raised up in seeing that went on in New Orleans. And coming up north, a lot of people have questioned me about the type of way I sing these religious songs. But I've heard them being rendered this way from a child. So that's why maybe a lot of the songs that I sing, they might think it sound jazz because the jazz musician played it. But it was something that I heard from a little bit of girl on up to this date.